Israel Defense Forces say they have now killed the commander of Hamas's northern brigade, dropping a bomb on his location. Israel says that he directed massacres at two settlements directed at Israelis on October 7th.
A gun shop owner in Maine may have prevented additional deaths in last week's mass shooting that killed 18 people. Rick LaChapelle says he denied the gunman's request to purchase a silencer.
If he's mentally defective or had been committed to an institution, he answered yes to that question.
Police in Colorado say a man who'd brought guns and bombs to a Rocky Mountain amusement park died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Garfield County Sheriff Lou Valerio.
This wasn't an ordinary potential suicide. He was very highly prepared, very highly weaponized.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he isn't sold on a Republican-led bill to address PFAS in Wisconsin. The bill would create a grant program to help communities affected by PFAS chemicals and provide aid, but it would also limit the state's Department of Natural Resources' ability to hold those polluters accountable. Evers didn't commit to either sign or veto the bill in an interview with Wisconsin Eye on Monday. Governor Evers and Republicans who control the state legislature remain far apart on boosting Wisconsin's economy and dealing with the state's child care crisis. Republicans are proposing wide-ranging tax cuts and child care deregulation. The Democratic governor says he'd veto those bills.
That is not going to impact inflation. If we're worried about inflation, let's do a middle-class tax cut, and that's it.
Evers appeared on the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. Keep up on the day's news talk and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast today with snow showers likely, high of 37, northerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, lows around 17 tonight, tomorrow, high of 37. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he isn't sold on a Republican-led bill to address PFAS in Wisconsin. The bill would create a grant program to help communities affected by PFAS chemicals and provide aid, but it would also limit the state's Department of Natural Resources' ability to hold those polluters accountable. Evers didn't commit to either sign or veto the bill in an interview with Wisconsin Eye on Monday. Governor Evers and Republicans who control the state legislature remain far apart on boosting Wisconsin's economy and dealing with the state's child care crisis. Republicans are proposing wide-ranging tax cuts and child care deregulation. The Democratic governor says he'd veto those bills.
That is not going to impact inflation. If we're worried about inflation, let's do a middle-class tax cut, and that's it.
Evers appeared on the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Brewers' Craig Counsell in talks with other teams. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Craig Counsell, the Brewers' manager the last 9 years, interviewed with the Cleveland Guardians. He's expected to meet with the New York Mets. He and his wife, Michelle, actually are interested in living in New York. And if he gets an offer, he'd like to raise the bar on what all managers make in the major leagues. That's all according to the New York Post. The story says the Brewers may already be lining up candidates to replace Counsell. Game 3 of the World Series last night, the Rangers beat the Diamondbacks in Arizona 3-1, but Max Scherzer and a Gonzalez Garcia each left the game with injuries. Game 4 is tonight in Phoenix. The Rangers lead 2-1. NBA, the Bucks beat the Miami Heat 122-114. Head coach Adrian Griffin says it was great to see his team back in sync after losing to the Hawks Sunday.
It was beautiful to watch when we were sharing the ball. Our spacing was great. Trusting the pass, I thought that was the most important thing, but we got organized on both sides of the ball.
That's the Bucks' Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Overcast skies today, with snow likely, becoming mixed precipitation. High of 37, winds out of the northwest, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 20 tonight. About an inch of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Okay. Remember this one, right?
Here's the line.
Whatever happened to Eddie?
Eddie Munson?
Yeah.
What happened to him?
Okay.
Well, explain, please.
That was
The Munsters. Great show. Yeah, came out after the Addams Family.
Eddie Munster. Eddie Munster grew up and had a rock band, and the single he put out was Whatever Happened to Eddie. To that music.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And I had no idea.
It was a great rock song. I would have brought it in and played it today. One of the great songs that I used to play during my Halloween specials and other stations. But, well, yeah, we can't play it because, you know,
we
royalties.
Can't do everything. You can't play everything.
I am.
Your vast library of stuff.
This is my next. This is the windmill that I have decided to take on.
You know, it's a windmill now.
Stop the royalties.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Yeah,
well, anyway, you know, we're playing that because it's Halloween.
Yeah.
It's
Halloween. Everybody wondered what happened to him. Well, he has a rock band.
I don't know.
That was a long time ago.
It was a great show. Fred Gwynn in the starring role is Fred. What was his first name? Munster? Yeah. Well, that was the last name. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And also the Ballantine guy as the uncle.
Yeah.
Whatever. He was a terrific magician, actually. Anyway.
They have repeats all over.
We're glad you joined. You know, speaking of the Munsters, what a scary family. And, of course, the Addams Family. There are a lot of scary families.
That's one of the great
there.
Shows.
But, you know, one of the things that I thought of is, who is the scariest family?
Currently. Out there
in
now.
In America.
The ones we have to watch all the time.
Yeah. Well, listen to what I found. Yeah. Watch, listen to this.
A new show.
Yeah, this is what you think. Hang on.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky.
The Trouser family.
Their house is a museum.
Mar-a-Lago.
When people come to see
Trump Tower.
They really are a scream.
Bedminster.
The Trouser family.
Eric.
Neat.
Ivanka.
Sweet.
Melania and Don Jr.
Petite.
So get a witch's shawl on, a lipstick you
scary.
Can call on. We're gonna pay a call on
the Trumpster family.
What do you think?
I think that's going to be one of the great streaming shows that we can watch in the next couple of weeks. What
well,
do you think?
That's right, because the Trump trial is continuing, and, you know, they've got the whole family coming in now. They're all going on
they're
the stand.
Gonna be
not
there.
Together, one at a time.
I think we can watch it, too.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't know about that. I don't know if they're putting that on.
I hope so.
That would be great.
Yeah.
The Trump trial continues. You know, this is all about Trump's organization, right? The whole thing is collapsing like a house of cards in a windstorm. tomorrow, this is the schedule anyway. Okay. Donald Trump Jr. on the stand tomorrow, November 1st. Eric Trump's going to follow that on November 2nd. And then next week, the former president is on deck for November 6th. next. Cool. Yeah, and then Ivanka finally to wrap everything up.
Yeah.
They all have to testify. Like, what was their role in the Trump organization when he was president?
What were they told to say to the media via Trump?
Well, that's the thing. And because, you know, he was supposed to, you know, do his presidential duties and let go of the Trump organization, not do anything, right?
Right.
Turning it all over to the kids.
We know that didn't happen.
Well, we'll find out next week because they all are forced to testify. They don't really have a choice. They can't really take the fifth,
well,
as I understand.
Well, I think they've decided that he kept his businesses and he was running them, even though he said he didn't. So
it's really, it's all been decided except for the money. How much money are they going to get out of him? Right. I heard one estimate. They're talking about millions of dollars that in fines. One estimate said it could be maybe $600 million that they might fine the Trump organization.
It should be in the billions.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, let's take calls on that.
Sure.
Billions, trillions, millions. Maybe we can overestimate just like Trump did over his properties. Huh?
Yeah. 608-879-8255. The Trumpster family. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
You know, this I could watch. Yeah. You know?
It's scary even when it's not Halloween.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky,
the Trumpster family.
Their house is a museum,
Mar-a-Lago.
When people come to see
Trump
them,
Tower.
They really are a scream.
Bedminster,
the Trumpster family.
Eric.
Neat.
Ivanka.
Sweet.
Melania and Don Jr.
Petite.
So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on
the Trumpster family.
Beautiful. That's just the way it should be.
Well, you know, and you notice none of them have really come out in support of Donald Trump very much lately. It's not like they're standing with him or, you know,
well,
talking side.
Out there doing the X's and tweets and whatever they want to call it out there. You know,
right.
Don is certainly, you know, trying to speak for Donald.
Sure he is.
It's a mess. You know, it's a really, really dysfunctional family. I mean, yeah, I guess we can't really talk about it being dysfunctional, but it certainly comes across as one.
How can you not talk
about it? I don't know. Well, they don't treat it like a family, right? They treat it like, well, Donald Trump is the former president, you know, and, you know, they can't put him in jail for, you know, threatening witnesses because he's the former president. I'm thinking, no, he's just a guy now.
Yeah.
And he is subject to the same laws we all are. And if we start, you know, going into the courtroom threatening people, we would probably end up in jail for a time.
He's a private citizen, and the judges have every right to do that. He's violated this gag order over and over again. There are there's at least one judge and maybe two that's ready to just toss him in for the weekend. Put him in the tank for the weekend.
Yeah.
Let him cool off.
Yeah. Let him cool off.
His blood pressure is skyrocketing. In a way,
love to be a cellmate of that guy, you know.
Okay.
You just, you know, say woke
a whole
bunch of times, you know, and just see what he does. Convulse.
Mm.
All right. So anyway, stories, anybody? Stories? 608-879-TALK. 608-879-TALK. All you have to do is give us a call. And, you know, what movie changed your life?
Right.
Made you love, hate Halloween.
Scary.
Think
movies.
About the frightening thought. Oh, yeah.
There's
also another thing, too.
Okay.
It's what about the TV shows?
What about the TV shows?
The Travel Channel. Everybody watches the Travel Channel, right?
So what? What's that got to do with scary stories?
Oh.
Do they have scary stories?
Every ghost investigator is on the Travel Channel.
No kidding.
It's, well, our fun...
Yeah.
Ghost hunting team is...
Right.
You ready? It's not Ghost Hunters.
Okay.
I mean, that was the breaking ghost hunting show. Everybody wanted to emulate Ghost Hunters, right?
Okay. Yeah.
But...
I don't know.
Ghost Adventures.
Ghost Adventures on the Travel Channel?
Yeah.
Do they have that? I don't even... I don't think I've ever watched the Travel Channel in the last 5 years. I don't even know if it's on anymore.
Oh,
is
my
it?
God. What do you do?
I got plenty to do.
Are you
digging up crochet even as we speak? I got the knitting needles in the car.
Well, I was just wondering.
Walking around with a medallion for no reason. What is this thing again?
Again, this
explain
is a,
this.
This is a time stone.
This is your Halloween costume.
This is what Doctor Strange was wearing in his movies.
Sure, and wasn't Doctor Who?
And the thing about the time stone is you can go back and forth in time.
Ooh, the time
and
tunnel.
So if we make a mistake here this morning, I'm wearing the time stone.
Okay.
And we can always go back and correct it.
Boy, we're going to use that thing a lot. Over the next couple of days.
We're going to wear this thing out.
Yeah, no kidding.
I should wear it every day, huh?
You should.
Okay.
Why not?
So,
Oh, boy. But Halloween weather today. Just an update on the weather. Okay, it's cold. We had a few light flurries earlier, and they're talking about maybe an inch of snow today. I don't see anything like that happening right now.
I think so.
Well, I don't have a radar right in front of me, but
you don't need a radar. You just have to
we got a
talk
window.
Off the top of your head.
We got a window.
Eyewitness news.
I'm looking out the window right now. There's nothing happening on State Street. There's no flurries. It's cold, though. It's like 31 degrees. It's dropped a couple of degrees. We're 29.
It now
cloudy.
Feels like 21 degrees,
okay,
which
bundle
is a
up.
Degree up.
Your Halloween trick-or-treaters are going to have a cold night. The weather always seems to really suck on Halloween for the kids. You know, I feel bad for them.
It's always cold.
It's cold, or it's raining, or it's snowing. I think last year was actually okay, but most years. Well, I don't have the almanac in front of me, but you know.
I was watching local TV last night.
Were you really?
Yeah.
You're the one. Okay.
Yeah. And I think they showed a clip from, I thought they said last year, where it snowed and cars were driving off the road and everything.
Well, could be.
On that Halloween.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's true or not. They could have been talking about 5 years ago. But.
Well, no. It's traditionally, it's lousy weather on Halloween.
Yeah.
It's a part of the tradition.
So
kids have to brave it in order to go out and get that candy. Sugar them all up. You know, they got just nothing else to do. They're bouncing off the walls by the time they get home. They can't sleep. They're up all night.
Sick. Going out and you put all this effort into thinking of a costume for the kids and all that kind of stuff. And then it ends up raining. So you get out the big giant garbage bags and, you know, kind of forget the costumes that you put so much effort into,
right?
And you put a garbage bag over them so they don't get wet.
Yes, you're right. I mean, that's what happens. Yeah, you got to protect the kids.
It's parental abuse.
But it's not.
What? Encase them in a garbage bag. Oh, that looks so good.
Boy. Yeah. So. All right. Well, we've got the Facebook going here this morning too, by the way, and we are getting a few texts out there, people talking about their famous or their favorite Halloween movies. What scared you? What's your funniest Halloween movie? You know, taking your calls here too. If you want to chime in,
we're connected to the internet tubes, so feel free to get a hold of us.
Well, that's right, and I think we're going to get the YouTube channel going pretty soon too. So we'll find out about that.
Promises, you know. You want to see these guys?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
We've got to the old days where we were just, you know, no one knew what we looked like, right?
Yeah.
That's gone.
Yeah.
Now we have this.
Yeah, the good old days.
Yeah. Well, right.
18 past the hour, and we'll be back with more of the John and Gordy Show in just a couple of minutes.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Cold and flu season is practically here, but don't worry. Family Natural Foods has Terry Naturally immune products to help boost your system. Fight ear infections and sore throats with propolis, a natural medicine produced by bees with antibacterial properties to fight superbugs. Boost your immune system with elderberry extracts to fight common flus, respiratory illnesses, and even shingles. Andrographis, also known as the king of bitters, has been widely used in Ayurvedic medicine since ancient times. It's an anti-inflammatory that also boosts your immune system's ability to defend against viruses and bacteria. Need more info? Tune in on Saturdays from 8 to 9 a.m. for Terry Talks Nutrition on WFHR to hear about these and other immune health products. And all are invited to stop in with any questions for our knowledgeable staff. Take charge of your overall health this fall and visit Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Family Natural Foods, supporting your health naturally.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Cold this morning, 28 degrees. Dress in layers, bundle up. You'll be fine. Okay, you'll get through it. It's just Halloween. Halloween weather.
That's right. Tune in. Yeah. WMDX 92.7, and you can also get us on the app, which is so easy to use.
Yeah, just get the Civic Radio app.
Yeah.
Civic Media app, I should say.
Yeah.
And download it. It's free.
You can Bluetooth it into your devices or ask for it or approve it on Alexa. And
Oops,
I said Alexa.
Your smart speakers.
Now everybody's smart speakers went off in the house and, you know.
Yeah.
Alexa. Uh-oh.
Play John and Gordy. Yeah, I don't know if we're dialed into that yet, but you can get in, you know, through the TuneIn app as well.
Yeah.
The Civic Media app. You can listen to us also on Facebook, you know.
So what is the what was the caller's or the Facebook?
We got a couple of comments.
Okay.
From mostly stuff that you talked about yesterday. But Dan Reams says, DVDs and Blu-rays retiring. I guess the question is whether old entertainers loved by certain generations is of value for future generations. And by that, I mean, sure, it would be fun to have access to, say, stage performances by great actors from the 1500s through the 1800s. But with so much content available, is it really such a great loss that we cannot see that stuff?
Wow. Good comment.
Yes.
It is a great loss.
I will sum that up by saying, yes, Dan.
Right.
The whole thing here, you know, with media content and everything and buying a DVD or, you know, saving your VHS tapes. And I was a hoarder in that regard. I had VHS tapes and beta tapes and I had Hi-8 tapes and I saved all these shows and I recorded them all and I used a lot of clips on the air through that, but I saved a lot of movies and all that. Now I look back on it and, you know, it's just fuzzy,
bad
stuff, you know, and you can't play it back because the machines don't work and, you know, you can't get them fixed anymore because they don't make the little rubber pulleys inside of the machines to make them work. Mm-hmm. It's just a nightmare, but we have the DVDs and we have the Blu-rays.
Yeah.
And if you want to see the shows that you love and want to see over and over again, then having it is the best way to do it because you can't rely on the streaming services anymore because they're not going to play the stuff. Mm-hmm. They're going to put it away in some kind of vault or never play it again or give it to Tubi where you got to sit through just endless amounts of commercials.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there are these streaming services now that are commercial networks, basically.
Sure. Yeah.
So
what happened? What was before the DVD, what were the big discs? Remember those?
Those were laser discs. I have a whole bunch of those.
I know you do.
And I'm hoping that
they're worthless.
I hope they become very valuable.
They cost a lot of money.
Kiss of death on that one.
Well, they cost a lot of money. I remember when they came out and the machines were expensive, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I bought a machine.
Yeah.
I played them.
You still have it?
And they had, Criteria. I think that was the company, Criteria, and they put out these really special editions, like, you know, the Body Snatchers. And I think another one was Invaders from Mars, which was a classic.
Yes.
And they had different versions in Europe and America, and they had all these clips put back into the movie again to make it, you know, longer and better. But no one has a Laserdisc player.
Right. Everything's converged into the internet now.
Yeah.
Everything's got sucked into the internet.
That's bad because, again, you want the media yourself. You want to have it.
Sure.
And
when you want to, you've got it there.
30, 40 years from now, your kids who had watched all that stuff with you when they were children are going to want to play it back, and they're not going to find it. They're going to have to pay for it probably. It's just a bad deal all around.
Well, and, talking about the music world, vinyl is back big time. You know, vinyl, they had more vinyl sales of albums than CDs the last couple of years.
It might be
so
like
it could
that.
Be like that down the road. You know, you could open up your own Laserdisc store right here on State Street, John. You could collect those and turn around and sell them.
I think we have something like that down here already.
Do we?
But Disney Plus, they put them in the Disney Vault, which are...
Yeah,
I explained to you. They say they don't have the Disney Vault. Well, that's BS. You know, they still retire their stuff, and you never get to see it again.
Yeah. Well, until people are just 20 years later, you get to see it. They'll bring it out again. Cost a lot to get it.
Right.
And then they put it back in the vault.
I mean, how many
limited time only?
How many places can you go to see Second City TV? The episodes, every season, you can't find it anyplace.
No, you can't.
I mean, they do have the DVDs out there, so you can buy the DVDs, and that's the best way to do it. There's a whole season that I think appeared on Cinemax or HBO that you can't get. So, it's just,
Sam, what was the other comment that was on there? You said there was something else. Didn't you say?
Dan had a couple of comments on here.
Okay.
Yesterday, I think he's talking about when you were talking about looking into a microwave while it's running.
Yeah.
He says microwave radiation. The mesh in microwave oven doors contains holes to let the microwaves pass. True story.
That's what I was worried
microwaves
about.
Microwaves are wider than the holes in that screen, apparently.
Oh, okay.
So
that makes sense.
Okay. So does that mean you're protected or you're not protected?
I don't know. That seems kind of contradictory.
They got to get through.
The waves are too big to get through.
Okay.
So that's why.
So you're okay?
I guess so.
All right.
I don't know.
Seems like a shaky explanation.
Why wouldn't that break? Why wouldn't it break it up into smaller?
That's not how electromagnetic waves work.
Well, they have all those warnings on every microwave oven. Don't ever try to open this thing up.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm scared when I read those labels. I'm like, boy, this is a dangerous thing.
I know.
What if it falls on the floor and cracks open or something? So
what if all the microwaves fall out if you open the door too soon?
Microwave ovens.
Yeah.
Good or bad?
Oh, Dan clarified. He says it means you're protected. So if you stare into a microwave, you won't get irradiated on your face.
Thank you, Dan, for clearing that up.
Yeah,
I feel much better now.
Now I can sit there and watch my food cook. It's a dream come true for me.
The early microwave ovens, they were enormous. They were huge and heavy.
Yeah.
They've gotten smaller and smaller over
the years.
But
they're still heavy.
Well, they're still heavy.
Yeah, they're heavy. Mm-hmm. But, I went full bore in the microwave. I have a combination microwave and convection.
Oh, boy.
Air fry oven.
Wow.
It's all in one.
Yeah? And how does that help you? I mean, you can cook anything at the same time.
I can do.
Can you do it all at the same time?
I can air fry stuff. No, you can't have metallic objects in, which is what you use for air frying.
Okay.
Or convection, but there is a combination. So you don't use metal, but you use microwave safe stuff, and you put it in there. But it also is able to take the heat.
Mm.
You can combine it, but there are no, by the way, this is the catch.
You're really going in the weeds on this, but go ahead.
I know. This is the catch on these combination microwave convection ovens.
Yeah.
There are no cookbooks. So you don't know what you're doing. You don't know how to make it. You don't know how long to bake. It's
up to you.
It's just ridiculous.
You just experiment. All right, we got to take a break for news, weather, all that. We'll be back in just a few minutes with more of the John and Gordy Show. As
really interesting
stuff
like this.
Yeah.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israeli troops are forging a path deeper into Gaza. BBC's Yolan Nell reports from Jerusalem.
Heavy bombing by Israeli warplanes could again be seen in the north of the Gaza Strip this morning, sending up plumes of grey smoke. An Israeli military spokesman said there had also been strikes elsewhere and described ground troops as slowly expanding their operation. Meanwhile, Hamas fighters said they'd ambushed three Israeli vehicles, firing anti-tank missiles.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected the latest calls for a ceasefire as the humanitarian crisis in Gaza deepens. World Health Organization's Richard Brennan.
The situation is essentially catastrophic. Now, over a third of hospitals are non-functioning, and those that are functioning are only working partially, and they are overwhelmed with a heavy patient load.
UNICEF is warning the risk of infant deaths from dehydration is growing, with just 5% of normal water supplies available. We're learning of red flag warnings ahead of last week's mass shooting in Maine involving gunman Robert Card. Rick LaChapelle, owner of a gun shop, says he turned him down when he tried to buy a silencer after Card answered yes when asked if he'd ever committed to a mental health facility.
We just can't imagine how much more carnage would have been if he had a silencer on the front of that.
Records show the Army Reserve and a Maine Sheriff's Department were aware of Card's mental health issues more than 5 months before he shot 18 people to death. Police in Colorado's Rocky Mountains say a man found dead at an amusement park with guns and bombs near his remains died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound in a bathroom. Word scrawled on the mirror read, "I am not a killer." They believe he broke in while Glenwood Caverns was closed. The Supreme Court will hear arguments today on social media cases from California and Michigan. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
These two cases might send a message to public officials to stay off of social media, because if they use their private platforms in any way to address issues of public concern or they post things related to their job, they might violate the First Amendment if they delete the postings of their critics or block them altogether.
King Charles is making his first state visit to a Commonwealth country since becoming monarch. He arrived in Kenya to a 21-gun salute from the country's navy. His trip is full of symbolism. Charles' mom, the late Queen Elizabeth, found out she'd become monarch while she was visiting a Kenyan game preserve in 1952. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Dive into true crime on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on Forensic Files and Dateline 24/7. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. Accuracy matters, so make Exergen the chosen thermometer for your home and family. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. With kids back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Make Exergen Thermometer the chosen thermometer for your home or business to check for fever, where accuracy matters. When measuring temperature at home and at work, use an Exergen Thermometer to keep your family and colleagues safe. Available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Bug Tussle Wireless.
Bug Tussle.
We're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
We're not comfortable.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable
until you are
at Tri-City Services.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers called on the state Supreme Court to throw out Wisconsin's current legislative maps in a legal brief filed Monday. The state Supreme Court announced Friday that it would take up the case challenging Wisconsin's maps. Evers joined State Attorney General Josh Call in writing a brief supporting redrawing the maps. Evers added he wants the case to move swiftly and that not one election should take place under the current gerrymandered maps. The Supreme Court will hear oral argument on the case next month. Four different hunting seasons in Wisconsin start next month. Gun deer season is the busiest. It starts November 18th. There are also hunting seasons for beaver, mink, muskrat, and otters. The Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters about safety and to make sure they have the proper permits. The DNR is telling non-hunters to be aware that a lot of people will be in and out of the woods in the coming weeks. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast today with snow showers likely. High of 37. Northerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 17 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 37. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
They have a lot of 4K Blu-rays. And
they're on sale now? Like closing them out and get them out of here?
They're not closing them out. They're not on sale. And but it's so cool to be able to have your own. You know, you got these nice, very expensive television sets. Now, you want your own stuff, your own stash.
Yeah.
See, and that's what it's all about. And I went to Target, and the story basically says Target still has them, but they don't. I couldn't find any.
Okay.
Blu-rays anywhere.
Nothing.
In their store. So, they used to have a huge amount.
Can you buy them online? Can you just do that?
Yeah, you can buy online.
Okay.
Because
there's that.
Yeah, Amazon will always have them. And if you buy it from Amazon, then it also goes into your music stream if you have Prime.
Okay.
Streaming service.
Yeah, I do.
You could, mm-hmm. If you buy a movie through Amazon,
yeah,
it goes into your Prime streaming service, and just, you can watch the movie on there instead of digging out the hard copy that you just bought from them.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta-potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta-coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta-potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta-potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Just want you to, you know, give us a call and, you know, tell us about your movie. The one that scared you most, the ones you think. Which movies are really scary movies? Mm. Are they the slasher movies? Are they the actual ghostly movies that we love to see, but there aren't enough of?
Right. So. I got a scary story here. This Do we have that scary, creepy music?
You've been holding out on us. Go ahead.
I know. Well, get this. This just happened a couple of days ago. Authorities in Washington investigated a report of human remains in a cave on a river.
God.
And arrived to find a, well, get this. I want to read a little bit ahead here. The Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife Police said a paddle boarder reported seeing human remains in a cave on the Pend-Oreille River near the Canadian border. You know, a lot of spooky stuff happens on the Canadian border.
Absolutely. That's why we should have a wall there.
So, you're going to build a wall between us and Canada? Are you nuts?
Oh, no. That's what Scott Walker wanted.
you're gonna build a wall, and Justin Trudeau is going to pay for it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Well, so anyway. They had this. Paddleboarder saw these human remains in a cave.
That sounds scary.
He alerted the police. Yeah. The investigators took jet skis into the cave, and they swam inside where they spotted what appeared to be a skull underwater inside the cave.
Now that's gotta scare the daylights out of you. You're not going down there.
Well, they went down there.
Oh,
John.
My God!
The apparent skeletal remains turned out to be a plastic beer bong shaped like a skull and spinal column. You know those beer bongs that look at like a, they have a face?
A face mask.
Yeah. That's what it was. The beer bong had been filled with rocks, leading investigators to suspect it was intentionally placed there as a prank. So it was all just a trick. Trick or treat.
Seems like a hard-to-get-to prank.
Let's put this beer bong
go
in the
into
water.
A cave?
Yeah.
And then really?
That's stupid.
Boy. Yeah. You know, some people have a lot of time on their hands.
Yeah, they do.
That's more than anybody needs at this point.
So tomorrow's the first day in November, you know, and we got Thanksgiving next on the holiday schedule, and then it's the big day, Christmas, and New Year's. It's just nothing but holiday stuff back to back to back.
We'll start our Halloween, our Thanksgiving celebration tomorrow.
Seems a little early.
Thanksgiving stories.
3 weeks of Thanksgiving stories?
Yeah, tell us what, you know, part of the turkey is your favorite.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I know. We're going to really bleed this thing.
Okay. If you say so. it's your prerogative.
I know, but, you know,
What?
I thought we'd get more calls on, you know, haunted houses.
You know,
they have all these abandoned houses. You know, if you drive through Wisconsin, you'll see an abandoned house someplace, and you just want to get out of the car and investigate yourself and see what, you know, is inside that house.
Yes.
See if there are any ghosts there.
Well,
you know,
why
did people move out? Why is it abandoned?
No.
Wouldn't anybody live there because of something that happened inside the house?
Yeah.
What was it about the house that somebody had to leave that house alone to rot away?
It makes you think. Now, up where near where I live in Baraboo, They have a haunted house tour because, you know, there are a lot of old Victorian houses.
Have you taken that?
I have not taken it, but I've talked to people who have taken it, and they say, yeah, it's really scary. Uh-huh. There's one bar in Baraboo down in the old part, actually near the Al Ringling area there, the historic Circus World Museum area. There's one bar on the corner where they regularly have seen ghosts, weird noises in the night. It's really an old building. Yeah. And they open it up for ghost tours, and there's ghost tours also in the Dells. In the Dells at, what's the name of the place? I can't think of it right now. But if you go up there, you can get on a ghost tour. We should do that. We'll take some of our listeners with us.
I'd love a ghost tour.
Next Halloween, we'll plan that.
So it's like you go to
a lot of haunted houses.
You go to a bar and you start seeing ghosts.
Start drinking.
Let me see her.
Start slamming a few.
Seems to work. The formula is right. Yeah, but you know, Baraboo, I guess, does have a lot of ghostly,
there's
inhabited buildings down there. Yeah. So.
Well, and you think of all the circus stuff that was there, and all those old dead clowns walking around, their spirits.
The former dead clowns from Ringling. That's what I'm thinking, right?
That's what they are.
I remember in one of those gift shops,
right,
on the main drag there,
yes,
they had like this gigantic clown.
Yeah.
No, they had mechanical, robotic animals and creatures and trolls
there's a clown museum there.
International. That?
Yes.
And it's just scary as hell.
Yes.
I mean, you go in there and it's like, you know.
I don't want to ever go in there. I avoid that place. I was scared of clowns anyway, and now all this, you know,
Do they still have the torture museum down there?
I don't think so. I don't know anything about a torture museum.
No, they had a torture museum.
In Baraboo? You kidding me?
No, in the Dells.
Oh, in the Dells. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, they got all kinds of strange, weird.
You inhabited the Dells for a long time, you know?
I love the Dells.
Yeah.
But I worked at the Tommy Bartlett Show the last 3 years it was open.
Yeah.
I was a main stage announcer, and there was a lot of history there. It started back in the early 50s.
Ghostly history.
Old skiers. Yeah.
You still see them out there on the water.
They're out on the water on Lake Delton, skiing as ghosts.
Yeah. Pirates of the Delta Lake.
It's a lot of history around the Dells. It's a beautiful place, but a little bit touristy, you got to say. just a touch.
I hear there are ghosts still out in the parking lot at Ishnala. People still waiting to get in.
That's right. I was out there a few weeks ago. I met some friends out at Ishnala. They're like, what is this place? It's the most popular supper club. No, we waited.
I know. You can't get in.
You can't take, they don't take reservations. Yeah. That's the deal. You just come and they put your name on a list, and when they call you, so you can wait 2.5-3 hours sometimes. Of course, the bar is open. So that's what people do. They sit, they drink till they call their name.
Is there a slow time?
I don't think so.
You know, if you find it on Google Maps,
okay,
usually they have like a little thing in the map that says no wait times or busy now or not very busy. You think something like that would be on there?
No. Ishnala is always busy.
Busy.
Well, I think they do have a season. It slows down. I don't even know if they're open in the wintertime. But it's way out. You've been there, right?
I have.
Many years ago. They have
many
a long,
years. I was out there, but I got in. So
they got a long winding road
leading
into
Ishnala. And you go to the bar and they steer you into
it's
there for
4 hours.
It's a
beautiful place. Wonderful food. Great place.
Well, you hope you get a nice chair.
Well,
in a
seat
someplace so you at least can enjoy it. I was inside, you know, like I didn't really have a view of anything.
Are you kidding?
No.
Mirror Lake's right there all around you. You've got a view everywhere there, pretty much.
It wasn't a great view.
Jeez.
I'm going back. That's it.
Okay. All right.
Join the spirits in the parking lot.
All right.
All right.
Do what you must. Do what you must.
I will. We have 1 minute left, and you have a very, very scary story, don't you? No, you don't. Okay, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I do want to preface one thing in days to come, okay?
What?
These are pet peeves of mine, things I want to get into, I want to expose.
Okay.
And that is, and this is politics. Believe it or not, we get to talk about politics here.
Okay,
and
get on the soapbox.
We're going to do it.
Okay.
What has happened is the Republicans in the legislature, because they can do anything they want, have allowed the Supreme Court to make the laws and do the hard work of supporting those laws, so they don't have to go on record to say that they like those laws or don't. So they have allowed the Supreme Court of our state to do this, and now because it's in liberal hands, things have changed a great deal.
Well, the fix is in, you're saying. Okay. We'll be back with more of the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Our pets are like family to us. That's why Dr. Mike Cohn and his trusty assistant, Daisy the dog of Petnary Clinic, are here with over 42 years of experience. Ensure your pet's health with proper rabies vaccinations, reliable heartworm protection, and proper yearly checkups. Call 608-255-1239. That's 608-255-1239. Petnary Clinic of Medicine. Open from 7:30 to 2 Monday through Friday, 8 to 11 on Saturdays. For a lifetime of wagging tails and joyful meows, visit Petnary Clinic in Madison. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
I do what I want and I do what I dare.
All right. I just want to throw something in there. I was just telling you in the break here.
Yeah.
But I saw this on TV. Channel 3 has a fact check, and they were talking about impeaching the new justice. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
And I did not know this. I have not heard this from anybody. Maybe it's because, you know, I just never listen. But if the Assembly and the Senate agree and impeach the justice before December 1st, that will bring on an election.
What?
In April.
They're saying that
that we'll have to vote all over again. If they do it before December 1st, we will have another election. And
you're kidding.
Yeah, and it'll be during the primary, and basically a lot more voters out there and a lot of Republican voters out there, they get a chance to redo this and try to take the liberal justice away.
What grounds? I mean, they have no... done anything.
Honestly,
yet.
I don't think the Assembly or the Senate has to have any kind of, you know, reason. You know, it doesn't have to be a legal thing, no corruption. It's just, or incompetence, it just happens to be, they do it, and they can set these things in motion. So that's a little factoid, which is a huge factoid that I did not know.
That's very unsettling, John. Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Well, maybe I brought it to their attention over there in the Capitol, and now all of a sudden they're
going to wake up and smell the coffee.
I just destroyed
this
crazy whole thing.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing. I had no idea they could do that. They got too much power.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So that's the way that story goes.
Wow. That's creepy and scary all wrapped up in one. The government's just keeping with the holiday theme, trying desperately to do that today.
Right.
Our Halloween show.
the Halloween.
It's a fright fest. That's for sure.
It is scary. It is really scary.
That's all over.
That's
it. Yeah. Got it. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff coming up over the next few days as we get into November and we get into winter time, you know, and hunting season is upon us,
yeah,
you know, and,
yeah.
You know, all the
we'll have
hunters
about
out there.
That. Yeah. I'm sure the Republicans will have screwed that up somehow. They have done that every year.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a real shame. One of the things also, my pet peeves, and we'll be getting into politics a little bit here on the show as well.
From time to time.
And that, that is that when they refuse, the Republicans refuse to spend money on us, on the college, on the schools, on the environment, it ends up costing taxpayers more.
Well, that's it.
It ends up costing us more. And they act like they're saving us money because they're not spending, but they're actually costing us a lot more money. And if you buy in quantity, if they were to pay for things and spend money from the state with all of our money, it's a lot less expensive. A long time ago, Scott Walker stopped paying for our state parks, and they raised admission fees.
Sure.
So everybody paid a whole heck of a lot more to get into the state parks because they had to have an admission fee, as opposed to very small admission fees. But if everybody in the state helped pay for the parks, because it's our responsibility.
Sure.
It's our state park. We should be paying into it, not individuals. That's a heavier burden for that individual and that family.
Well, and you talk about the infrastructure. Everybody's complaining about the bridges and the roads being bad all over the state and everything, but we have a surplus. Well, we can't get the roads fixed. We can't get the potholes fixed. There's old bridges, you know, ready to fall down. All this stuff, the money's allocated, but then they don't do it.
Right.
They don't follow through with it. It gets blocked. We can't do that. We got to cut the budget.
Well, now we'll have some money because of Biden. You know, the infrastructure, but they'll take credit for it, and they'll have say, we fixed this, we fixed that, we didn't have to spend any money, it's all federal dollars, blah, blah, blah. It's just ridiculous. And here we're sitting here, too. We're saving money. We have this huge surplus, right? Mm-hmm. But they won't spend any money on taking care of the contaminated water and PFAS. So, you know, let people, the federal government says no amount of PFAS is healthy. It's a cancer-causing agent.
Right.
And so the Republicans are saying in the state, well, there is no limit. We don't have an amount that is fair and even, you know, has been tested to be safer. And so they're not going to do anything about it.
So, kick the can down the road. Yeah.
Let people
don't worry
drink
about
PFAS
it.
Water, cancer-causing water. What the hell? Why not? Until they come up with a standard, a level that's safe. There is no level that's safe.
So it's a trick or treat by the Republicans. So here you go. We're going to take care of you.
Yes.
Sorry. Go to the next door. Go away.
Ring that doorbell over there.
Why not?
A few things that have to be exposed about cutting taxes or spending money. So
we've got to wrap things up.
Something
here
we didn't get. Something we didn't get to, and I guess we're gonna have to put it off till tomorrow. The war on appliances is heating up.
Are you on this again? What are you talking about?
I'm not on it. The right wing is on this stuff.
What's the problem?
Well, somebody's got to report.
The war on appliances rages on.
It's important. This is the stuff that's really important. Not all, the gun deaths and mass shootings.
Okay.
This is what counts.
The appliances. Yeah. The war goes on. What appliances are you going to cover tomorrow? Toaster ovens, are they okay?
Well, the water heaters are a big part of it as well. Obviously, you knew about the water heaters. We're kind of upset about that from a few days ago.
You're all over this thing. I can't wait to hear more about, you know, the pizza ovens and toasters and microwaves. We hit the microwaves.
And there's a big story. A huge story on Wi-Fi on school buses.
Oh, no. Why? We want that, right?
We want that. The Republicans don't want it.
Why not?
Because they say, well, if you're on a school bus, who's going to be doing their homework? No one is. They're just going to have fun and play and throw things around in the bus. Okay. Talk about being removed.
Right. Hold that thought, okay? Because we got to wrap things up for today's Halloween show.
Well, that's just a preview.
We wanted to appreciate everybody for chiming in here. Stay tuned. Stephanie Miller is coming up next, right around the corner. And we thank you for joining us on this Halloween morning for 2023. John and Gordy returns tomorrow. Have a great day.
John and Gordy Show.
Is the John and Gordy Show.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Around the corner,
around the country,
or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat, or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israel says it's making progress against Hamas as ground troops move deeper into Gaza, where health officials have issued another urgent